We're back to the Neil Haley show, and I am excited to talk to this guest. And I see that she has her book right there. Perfect. So we all can see it if you're watching the Neil Haley show, but if you're listening, we'll find out about her book. So I'm excited to welcome her, Dr. Musli LeBlanc. Dr. Musli, how are you? And I'm excited to talk about your book today, and especially mind body healing. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much, Neil, for having me on your show. It's so exciting to be here.
Absolutely. Let's kind of break it down really quickly and talk about specifically mind body healing. You know, people hear about that. It basically is the mind one of the most important areas of life so that you can heal? That if your mind is not in a healthy mind, leads to not a healthy body, right? If you don't have a healthy mind, you're not going to have a healthy body, right?
Right. But I would actually say, it's our emotions that are even more important than our mind because our emotions lead to the thoughts that we have, and then that creates our entire reality. And so, what I work with a lot of people with who have life-altering diagnoses, I used to be the cancer director at University of Pennsylvania. And what I found was that so many of my patients, my chronic pain patients, my cancer patients, had unaddressed emotional issues. And ultimately, it later led to different diseases.
Yes, that's so true, because what is the reasoning for that? So if they had cancer, they're suffering through different things, they're going through these situations, their mind leads to other disease at times, or just the suffering and the stress they went through.
So, what I like to say is the body always keeps score. So, a lot of times we're in the culture of suppressing our emotions. We feel something, we just stuff it in. But what if we actually express those emotions? That's the key to healing. When we stuff it in, it shows up as pain, it shows up as headaches, it shows up as not feeling well. And when we keep ignoring our body over and over again, eventually it'll lead to disease.
So the stress we're going through, the way to not keep ourself open to conversation, to really get out our emotions, what's affected your body, which leads to disease and lots of worse problems happening and health issues then.
Absolutely. You've hit that on the head now.
So I know that for a fact, because when I was working a day job and running my business full time, it was killing my body. It was killing it to the levels that I was going through a lot of health issues, from hypertension to obesity, all those different things. And I made a decision that no, I'm not going to work that day job anymore, even though I only did for a short period of time, 2 years, while running my business still full time. And I walked away and my health got better. And now more and more I'm feeling better, but it's because of how I feel inside, how I feel about myself, how I feel about life in general that keeps my body healthy. So we always miss the point that our mental health is so important to our physical health.
And Neil, you actually brought up the exact point that I was going to bring up. When you said how you feel about yourself, that's the key. How we see ourselves in terms of our self-love, our self-acceptance, our self-worth, those are the ultimate determinators for our happiness in life. Because when we can have a healthy self-image, self-worth, self-acceptance, and self-compassion, really, that's what it comes down to, self-compassion and acceptance, that's when we can increase our bottom line and make more money. That's when we can lose weight with more ease. That's when we have relationships that are more fulfilling. It really
Yes.
starts with filling our self-love cup first.
So give me couple quick tips for people that start to really feel more happy, more healthy in the brain. What steps would you bring to the table?
So if we're gonna feel through our emotions, the first thing is to stop suppressing it. If you have an emotion, it's okay to take a moment and be mindful with that emotion and just feel it. Because what people will find is that if you just sit with that emotion, it'll pass in 30 seconds. It just takes a few moments. But if you can just give yourself the gift of feeling through that emotion, letting it pass, and then dealing with the rest of life, that's the key to dealing, to having a better life. It's when we keep pushing through and denying that we're even experiencing those emotions that we really become numb to life.
So we have to stay open to really, through journaling or speaking with other people, to get those emotions out. Because if we don't, we're suppressing them, and that's going to hurt our bodies.
Right. So being mindful by doing self-care practices. So like you said, journaling is one of them, meditation, yoga, but it's really not about the actual practice. And what I work with people to do is create a brainstorm, 25 things of things that make you happy in the moment. And then create a schedule where you try to do 2 to 3 of those things every day to make sure that you are filling your self-care container every day, so that you're telling, because it's not just about filling your own cup. It's really about saying to the world, I'm important and I'm worthy. Because if we are not worthy of 5 to 10 minutes in our own day, then how are we going to convince our employer that we're worthy of that raise? How are we going to convince our spouses that we're worthy of feeling, you know, of experiencing more love? How can we convince our bodies that, you know, exercise is important? And it's really in changing our mindset about how we deal with our own self, it's going to reflect and mirror back to us the life that we want to live.
Where can we find information on you and purchase your book? Where's the best place we can go?
So on my website, unleashthehealingwithin.com. And my book is also entitled Unleash the Healing Within: How to Stop Relying on Things Outside of Yourself to Heal Yourself. And I also, Neil, have a podcast by the same name, Unleash the Healing Within. So
what kind of guests are you looking for your podcast?
So people who have a holistic view about life, about business, and relationships, because it's really about helping people be happy, healthy, and wealthy. So that they can live their best life.
It's so important. And it's the new industry. We have to be happy in life. Happiness is a huge, big push nowadays. And it's good, because if we're not happy, we're not living. So I appreciate you coming by. So thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.